Blog Talk Radio.
As real as it seems, the American dream ain't nothing but another calculated scheme to get us locked up, shot up and back and chained, to deny us of the future, rob our names, kept my history a mystery, but now I see the American dream wasn't meant for me, cause Lady Liberty's a hypocrite, she lied to me, while it's for freedom, education, equality, never gave me nothing but slavery, and now look at how dangerous it made me, calling me a madman, cause I'm strong and bold, with this gun full of knowledge of the lies you told, promise me emancipation, and this new nation, all you ever gave my people with starvation, fathers of the country never cared for me, they kept my ancestors shackled up in slavery, and Uncle Sam never did a damn thing for me, that lie about the facts in my history, so now I'm sitting here mad cause I'm unemployed, but the government's glad cause they enjoy when my people are down, so they can screw us around, time to change the government now, pass the power, pass the power.
Immunity. I strike America like a case of heart disease. Panther power is running through my arteries. Try to stop me, oh boy, you'll be clawed to death. Cause I'll be fighting for my freedom with my dying breath. Do you remember? That's what I'm asking you. You think you're living free? Don't make me laugh at you. Open your eyes, realize you've been locked in chains. Said you wasn't civilized and stole your name. Cause the time has passed, seems to all forget. There is no liberty for you and me, we ain't free yet. Panther power. Panther power. Panther power. Panther power. As real as it seems, the American dream ain't nothing but another calculated scheme to get us locked up, shot up and back and chained, to deny us of the future, rob our names, kept my history a mystery, but now I see the American dream wasn't meant for me, cause Lady Liberty's a hypocrite, she lied to me, while it's for freedom, education, equality, never gave me nothing but slavery, and now look at how dangerous it made me, calling me a madman, cause I'm strong and bold, with this gun full of knowledge of the lies you told, promise me emancipation, and this new nation, all you ever gave my people was starvation, fathers of the country never cared for me, they kept my ancestors shackled up in slavery, and Uncle Sam never did a damn thing for me, step live by the facts in my history, so now I'm sitting here mad cause I'm unemployed, but the government's glad cause they enjoy when my people are down, so they can screw us around, time to change the government now, pass the power.
Okay, that was the song from Tupac Shakur, the late, great Tupac Shakur, entitled Panther Power. And good evening, everybody. Happy Sunday. This is a Ndeye Morrell production, Dollhouse Radio. You're listening to Urban Society. I'm your host, James A. Jones. My co-hosts are James Acevedo, who also has the honor of hosting his own show on Andy Morrell's Dollhouse Radio Network. The show is entitled Bench Warmers, and he also is honored hosting Andy Morrell's show entitled Vamp City. I'm also here with Russell L. Benford, author of the book Lies, Liberty, and the Pursuit of Happiness, and with Cobra Commander, who is also honored co-hosting Andy Morrell's Vamp City show on Andy Morrell's Dollhouse Radio. So our caller number here is 646-595-4038, and with that said, we're going to have our Dollhouse announcements.
You are tuned in to Dollhouse Radio, the hottest station on the net. We air live 7 days a week with 17 shows hosted by the sexiest hosts. Find out more about the Dollhouse Radio family by visiting our website at www.dollhouseradio.com. Find out the latest porn, entertainment, and indie music news on our Hot Sugar blog daily on the Dollhouse Radio website. We are looking to showcase the hottest in indie music this year. Interested in getting your music in rotation or having your video featured on our website? Be sure to send your music and video submissions in to dollhouseradiomusic@gmail.com. All music submissions must contain a bio or one sheet, promotional photos, and your music in MP3 format. Businesses and promoters, looking to advertise your brand or event on Dollhouse Radio? Email your inquiries to Head of Promotions at Brian, B-R-I-A-N, DollhouseRadio@gmail.com. Our Spotlight Artists of the Month are Alana Evans, Heroin, Raphael, Carla Page, Dennis Good, and Mila J. Cooking with Miss Brooks has a new name. It is now Sammy's Cocktail Hour, hosted by the sexiest chef in town, Sammy Brooks, airing live every Monday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific Time. You can also catch Sammy on Thursday evenings, 7 p.m. Eastern and 4 p.m. Pacific Time on Webcamming with Sammy and Sage for all you webcam lovers and ladies interested in getting into webcamming. Also coming soon, look for former porn star legend Janet Jackney to join the cast of one of our shows. And catch former porn star and the 2015 AVN Hall of Fame inductee Alana Evans as the new co-host of Benchwarmers Live, airing every Friday at 2 p.m. Eastern. Coming this spring, Sexy and Biz returns with former adult film star Imani Rose, Launchpad Radio returns hosted by the legendary Ian Burke, and our new show, Truth Front to Back, premieres. Keep up with everything Dollhouse Radio by following us on Twitter at @Dollhouse_radio. And now, back to your program.
Okay, welcome back to Urban Society here on Andy Morrell's Dollhouse Radio. And with that being said, I'm going to bring in my, well, first off, let me mention that one of my co-hosts, Russell L. Benford, he won't be with us tonight. He had informed me earlier that he's having complications. So with that having been said, let me bring in my other co-hosts who are with me tonight.
Yes, good evening, everybody. This is James Acevedo. Mr. Jones says I'm the host of the Benchwarmers Live Show, co-host of Vamp City, you name it, I do it on here on Dollhouse Radio. You could follow me on Twitter at YankeeMan1973. Let's get the show going. What's up, Cobra? Where you at?
What's going on, people? This is Cobra Commander. I'm also the show host of Vamp City, and I'm ready, man. Let's do it.
Okay, so tonight we have a topic from James Acevedo, and that topic is going to be double standard with men and women in the court of law. So, James, I'm handing it over to you.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. Yes, as we've known the last especially recently in the last few years, we noticed certain cases that happen, whether it's basically teachers having sex with their students, or when it comes to other situations of that nature, where you notice that when a woman does this certain thing, it's a little different in the media than it is when a man does it. If you remembered not too long ago, it was in 2005, as I was doing my research, I actually remember this case. 2005, there was this woman. in Florida, if I'm not mistaken. I forgot the woman's name. I had it right in front. You remember the woman's name, Cobra, that I'm talking about back in the...
I don't remember the name, but I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, well, basically, she was a blonde-haired woman, very, very attractive. If I'm not mistaken, she was a high school teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And she basically had sex with some of her students. And the only reason why this came out was because one of the guys, you know, the male students who had this affair with this female teacher couldn't shut his mouth. So it got leaked out, and then it got put out there, and then she got in trouble, although we thought.
Mm.
But there was a trial, and we all thought, okay, well, she had sex with a minor because, you know, it was basically statutory rape, right? You would think, okay, well, this is a woman who's supposed to be in high regard because she's a teacher. Her duty is to teach kids, you know, regardless of, you know, it's younger than her, whether it's man or woman, you know, girl or boy. And she definitely didn't, she went against her protocol as far as her duties. And she basically had sex with at least a couple of her students. And it went to trial. And she basically just got a slap on the wrist. She basically didn't even serve any jail time or anything. As far as I see here, from what I looked up, I mean, it's unbelievable to me because we've heard, when you hear about somebody, like, let's say, having, you know, statutory rape, and, you know, the first thing you think of, oh, it's a guy. That's the first thing you always think of. Oh, it's a guy. It has to be a guy. And when that's the case, the guy gets penalized the fullest extent to the law. I can never recall. I mean, Cobra, you can chime in if I am wrong. I've never heard of a case where if a man, regardless if it's a teacher or if it's a, you know, a police officer or anything of that nature, if they did something like this, that they got off, you know, like nothing. But meanwhile, if it's a woman, especially if she's attractive, oh, but it's a different story. And, you know, she gets a slap on the wrist and, you know, she goes on her merry way. And I...
Well...
What do you feel about this, Cobra? Because I just don't...
Well, the case you're
bullcrap.
Mentioning, the woman's name was Brooke. I remember that much. And the thing about it was the judge pretty much said she was too fine to go to jail. Basically, in a nutshell.
Yep.
He was fine to go to jail. He was too fine to go to jail. Whereas you never hear them say, brother, you too good looking to go to jail and get butt raped. You too good looking for that, and we're going to let you go. And they didn't say she was a pedophile. She didn't even have to sign up on the sexual, you know. She
yeah,
didn't
I was
going
to say, don't
list.
You have to be, don't they put you on a sex offender list or something and that's with
yep.
you no matter where you go,
could,
stuff like that?
Yep, and she didn't even have to get on that because she did her little – her community service. So they like, and she basically, last time I heard, she remarried and back to teaching somewhere up in Phoenix. So the thing about it is, it's just the standards towards women committing crimes are on the same level with men. It kind of slapped them on the wrist, like, okay, it's unless you're an ugly chick. Now, if you're ugly chick to do this, oh, they will penalize your ass for the penalties of the law. I've seen that. So they
listen,
give you a homie-looking teacher.
I mean,
okay,
yeah.
He's going to jail.
Yeah, I mean, listen to this. I got this from the Denver Post. This is like about 3-4 years ago, real quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Of 79 women convicted of this same felony offense we just talked about, only 38% went to prison. A little more than 39% of female defendants in that same period, 31, were put on intensive supervised probation. Less than 35% of men were given the same sentence. I mean, come on.
Basically, 70%, you do this crime, you're going to jail. Period.
Go ahead.
That double standard goes across the board. I'm going to refer to last week's show when we talk about child support, for example. A woman could accuse you of having been a child with you, pay all these bills, pay all this child support, and come to find out, like Mr. James said, you find out from the giddy up, let's say she runs and avoids you and you can't nail her down and you get judged by default, and guess what? You find out later, the kid's 14 and ain't your kid. She don't get penalized for that. She don't go to jail for that. She can literally say, my bad. And they say, okay, she didn't go. It's almost a sympathy thing. It's almost like women are treated like they're mentally retarded and they can just do anything. And they can get away with it. Maybe they're like, oh, that's okay. You didn't know. It's not cool.
Yeah, but yet they want to be treated fair, equal.
Exactly. 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 They're cool to tell you it's equal rights and it's an equal thing. And I deserve this. But let it be something wrong. They'll be like, well, I'm a lady. You shouldn't do that. You know, it's like, for example, I give you another example. Just last week, Ray J just got into a fight with his girl. Now, he was laughing at her because she whooped his ass. Now, if he would have dragged her across the floor, he would have been a woman beater. Now, they're laughing at him because, he got his ass whooped. He shot in the foot either way it go. Literally,
either way it goes,
he shot in the foot. He shot in the foot for not being taking an ass whooping. So now people don't look at him with respect, but he would have been shot in the foot and he would have drug her ass up and down the street. See what I'm saying? It's just that double standard. And the thing about it is, and the first thing someone would say, what did he do to deserve this? Why did he have to do anything? What did that say? She just wanted to whoop his ass that day. Let's say she just didn't feel him that day and jumped on him. But the first thing they say, it has to be the man's fault for it to be something wrong to it.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? And
that's
double standard.
But
go ahead.
Let me cut
ahead,
in here as well. But what I'm thinking about, when I think of the term double standard, I'm also thinking from whence it came. And then I guess we could say why is here as well. And from whence it came, basically the double standard, I would say, comes from the mind of men, not women. Oh, you say no.
No, I don't say no. I just say wow. I'm listening. Go ahead.
Okay, so as I'm saying, the term itself comes from the mind of men, and as I said, not from women. And I had looked something up on the internet here concerning the definition of double standard, and what I got here, it says that a double standard is the application of different sets of principles for similar situations. And and what I even read into that is that where it says here a different set of principles for similar situations, but a main word that I pick out of this sentence or this statement is similar.
Similar.
Exactly.
Okay. Exactly. Exactly. Okay.
Similar in the sense that a situation, although it's similar, it doesn't mean that it is the same. And because it's similar.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
If you're using that aspect and that logic of similar, if a teacher violate and pedophile a child, may it be a female to a male or a male to a female, how does that differ?
Well, in this case, that is the same situation. There is no, let's say, similar to there. This situation is exactly the same. It's still as either you or James had put it, a breach of protocol and or a breach of acceptable behavior. But what I'll also say in terms of that is going back to the double standard where it came from. Again, it came from the mind of men. And no doubt the judge who was presiding over this case, he no doubt, well, it was a man, no doubt, with his thinking, not in terms of law per se, but more so in terms of his thinking as a man and not really as an adjudicator in this case. So again, it comes from the mind of man, this term of double standard, primarily because we have difficulty, we in terms of men, we have difficulty, we really do, when we think of women. Because firstly, we don't think of women as we think of ourselves. Again, we are similar, but we are not the same. And
okay, then I have another question. Then that being said, like you said, the judge was thinking, well, we don't know exactly what he's thinking. But the thing about it, he's looking at it as a man. If he's looking as a man, where the statement saying he said you're too fine to go to jail and give her this, he's not thinking of a law. He's thinking her as
beautiful.
No, he's thinking as a man. He's still thinking as a man and thinking of her as being beautiful. That's got nothing to do with law. But go ahead, I'm listening.
But the thing about it is, which I as the person overseeing the law, he's in this not even similar, the exact same crime of a pedophiler. By law, she should have did I, X, and Z. But because he thought of it as a man, he saw her outward appearance over the crime. The thing about it is that is what you say is similar. It's the similar situation with all crimes that are exactly the same.
Well, no,
go ahead. What
I said about this one is that there is no similitude here. It is the exact same thing. If a man had, if this case was with a man, he mm-hmm. would have gone to jail. No. Mm-hmm. No doubt about it, or he would have got a much more severe punishment than this woman did. But again, because of the mindset of that judge, who seen this woman not in the same light as he would have seen a man, and again, that goes back to I'm saying our in the sense of the thinking that we are given. I'll say it like that. The thinking that we are giving, or that we're brought up with, or that are indoctrinated with.
See, that's what I'm agree with you. See, the thing about it is men, and us being as men, we are taught at a young age, and I'm gonna go there. We're taught at a young age that dad ain't nothing. Dad could be pretty much dismissed. But it's hard to punish mom. It's hard to punish a woman because mom is looked on almost like God.
But are you saying that, Cobra, how can I put this? Did you just say what you just said, thinking as a man, or would you say what you just said as in thinking logically?
I'm thinking as in thinking logically.
Yep.
Because the thing about it is, it's easier to punish another man. It's easier to look upon another man as a aggressor or lesser or anything. But to, as most men, and men runs, most men are over law and created law. It's hard for you to see a woman in that same manner of harshness, because most of our indoctrination, most of our beliefs, most of our how we were raised is initially on the backbone of a woman teaching you.
But a question.
So now,
go ahead.
Go ahead.
Well, no, well, okay, good. Thank you for that. But like my question, in a nutshell, then is whose fault is that? You know, we thinking as we think concerning women, is it the fault of women, or is it our own fault as men?
It could be a whole mixture of things.
It could be political correctness, which is definitely running mm-hmm. rampant. It could mm-hmm. be feminism. It could be a whole bunch of things. I mean, the thing I was thinking about getting back to this case when Cobra was saying that it was a male judge that made this decision and made those comments. I wonder if it was a woman. Would she, let's say the woman, you know, let's just say the female judge is, you know, she's older, maybe, you know, not good looking, whatever, just average looking. Would she put just like how the male judge basically put his spin, well, she looks good, so we can't have her be in jail because she'll be Salisbury steak to these inmates. If it was a woman in that same predicament, she would probably go, you know what? What you did is disgraceful, da da da, and she might have gotten time.
See,
I think maybe it would have been a bigger chance. I'm not saying it would have been 100%, but
I'm saying this, and I'm gonna go so far to say it would have been 100%. Because the plain mm-hmm. fact, the woman would have looked at her according to the law. Her fineness mm-hmm. wouldn't have been shit to her. She's another
mm-hmm,
woman.
Mm-hmm.
She got the exact same things I got, tits and boogie. So the thing
yep.
about it is, it's the crime. The crime takes precedence over her
yes.
to look, period.
Yeah.
And the thing about it is, and that judge would have judged her according to the law. But also looking at that case, the jury handed down a sentencing for her. The judge kind of took it back. He made a judgment on it.
Yeah, that's.
See, they judged her. They judged her according to the law and was going to sentence her to years. The judge, because in that type of situation, the judge still can make a ruling over the jury if he wants to, and that's what he did.
Yeah,
but okay, I mean, but that goes back to that judge being a man and then thinking as he think as a man as he thinks in terms of women. I mean, but again, not even in regards to law, but just in regards to something in his own head. So, so what I'm saying here, in essence, is that he himself applied the double standard. The double standard, in a real sense, isn't actually in law, but the double standard is in our own heads, or in in that judge's head.
Yeah,
which, I agree with you.
Oh, definitely. Definitely, that's the whole point is that some of these people that are in power do these certain things. Instead of doing what they were sworn in duty to do, they put their own little agenda into it. Like, to me, that judge doing what he did, he should be thrown out. He should be, because he's not doing what he was sworn in to do, you know?
Upholding the law.
Yeah, upholding the law. Like Cobra said, the jury had a decision. So, in other words, she was going to get, some time or some penalty. And because this judge wanted to put his little spin in it because he was attracted to her, obviously, he was, you know what? And let's just say, I'll even throw one in more. Let's get even more cynical. If she was black or Hispanic, he'd be like, she'll go to jail.
Oh, she would have got the hammer torn to her. She would have got the hammer to her. She would have got the hammer to her. See, it's like, for example, I'm gonna go here. I'm gonna go even a little more. I go even more cynical than that. Let's go out the subject of let's say, like, for example, when it's hand to hand combat. I brought that up earlier, and a woman assaults another man, and that man defends himself. I'm asking the four, do that man have a right to defend himself? Or he's supposed, as we taught as men, you never hit a woman, no matter what she does. You never raise your hand to a woman.
But you know
what
that,
do you do?
Well, that situation that you just gave there, I think there may be a lot of factors involved with that.
Okay.
I mean, honestly, but then again, I mean, we don't really know or what led up to this, but
that goes totally to back to the indoctrination of being raised by women. We're told from babies, you never raise your hand to a girl. You never hit another girl.
Well, it's just not women who say this. This is part of our social indoctrination. And remember, women aren't in control of society. Men are. So,
in what society? Let's be very clear on what society is.
American society.
Okay, are we talking that society overall or community? Because in a community, women of color are completely in control of our community. Completely.
I would say lightly, yes and no.
Oh my God!
Primarily because, all right, yes, in the sense that, okay, in that particular locality, it would seem as if black women, primarily because there are more black women raising children than there are black men for whatever reasons. And then again, those reasons vary, and a lot of them, and like the reason isn't just because that particular black man isn't dependable. It could be other variables even in that, but but even going back to the issue about, so as I said, that's a yes there, okay, in that particular local situation. But then again, remember, black communities exist in American society, and then again, black communities don't control American society, don't even control the politicians in the area in which they live in, and then again,
agreed.
Too, more so than not, the politicians in the areas in which they live are white and or predominantly white. So therefore, again, and then again, men, male, also So again, the teachings about this men don't hit women, that comes from men, not women. Because again, and as far back as, well, historically speaking, that goes back, that goes even back to, as they say, England, because most Americans, I mean, like the American revolutionists, they came up out of England and or Europe, but mm-hmm. again, in Europe, as I'm saying, the teaching was there, chivalry to women, you know, you put your coat across a puddle of mud so a woman can step on it. That came from men. Women didn't ask
okay.
for that. But okay, I've said enough.
But, no. You're exactly right. But chivalry died, goddamn, hundreds of years ago. Literally.
But again, the mindset. Well, let me put it this way.
But the thing about it is what applies to, and I'm going to go there with you, what you said. Chivalry, the mindset, the indoctrination of that we shouldn't raise our hand to women. But the thing about it is it's going to the aspect of, I see it all the time. You have maybe seen it on Facebook, women jumping on men. And when that men raise up, now they turn into delicate flowers. I'm a woman. Don't hit me. You know, no, don't hurt me. No. You bucked up like a man. You stepped into a lane of a man. Now when that man see you no longer as a woman, now you want to be frail. That's
again,
why I said.
But go ahead.
Go ahead. But that's why I said it's a double standard. Because you remember back in the day, I said nowadays, when the police come out, they come to see who did what to who, then they arrest. Back in the day in the 80s and 90s, if the police called and it was a domestic call and you're a man, you're going to jail.
Okay,
Cobra.
Hold that thought because we have to go into a music break right now. We have overtalked the situation. But anyway, this is from Raphael. The song is called Yes, Wait, No. Raphael, Yes, Wait, No. We'll be right back.
Rafael, can't you tell, baby? You can't even lie and say that I ain't never held you down. Why you act like I ain't pick you up when they let you down? Where is my turn? I don't have patience. You need to make up your mind. What's it gonna be this time, baby? Why even waste my time? Here we go. Down for a little, then you're on to the next one. How you gonna forget me when you know that I'm the best one? Said you gon' hold me down, but I ain't never been so high. When you ask me to trust you, I'm like, yes, wait, no. I don't know. I'm really not sure about it. Oh, you were mine. Yes, wait, no. I don't know. I'm really not sure about it. No. I got a lot on my mind. Not playing with you this time. I do not care if you cry. It's not enough to be fine, only baby, you need more than that for me. Nothing more precious than loyalty. And if you ain't feeling all that, then why even waste my time? Here we go. Don't for a little, then you're on to the next one. How you gonna forget me when you know that I'm the best one? Said you gon' hold me down, but I ain't never been so high. I don't know. I'm really not sure about it. So you were mine. Yes, wait, no. I don't know. I'm really not sure about it. So are you gonna lie? Are you gonna lie forever? Are you gonna lie? Are you gonna lie forever?
Are you gonna lie? Are you gonna lie forever?
Okay, welcome back to Urban Society here on Dollhouse Radio. Our caller number is area code 646-595-4038. That's area code 646-595-4038. And right now we're on the subject of double standard with men and women in the court of law. So, Cobra, go on and finish that thought that we had to interrupt for the music break.
But like I said, I was saying that it was back in the 80s and 90s. Today, and police are equal opportunity in incarcerating people today. But if you would call on the domestic call, and I don't care if you was the man calling and your woman was beating you up, if they showed up to your door, you were automatically going to jail. Period. Period.
Oh, okay.
And the thing about it is, but now it's like I said, it's come to the reality of policemen, even society, that women can be, if not more, just as violent as a man. So they're equally looking for what they call a mutual combat, where when we were growing up, that was non-existent. A woman can get mad, hit her face with some cold water, and look like she's flush, they taking you to jail automatically.
Oh, we've seen but right now we
have a caller calling in from area code 40404. But before that, I want to say, well, the name of that song that we heard earlier, I forgot to mention that, was from Raphael and entitled Yes, Wait, No. So that song was Raphael entitled Yes, Wait, No. Have to do that. So area code 404, you're on the air. State where you're calling from and your name, please.
This is Russell checking in.
Hey,
oh,
Russell. Welcome in. Welcome back.
Hey. Where you calling from?
I made it. I didn't think I was going to be able to get on tonight because of a mitigating circumstance, but it worked out. So.
Oh, cool.
Well, praise be for that. So you've heard the topic that we're on right now. The issue.
No, not especially. So I want to abstain from.
Well, okay. Let me just read what the topic is. It's entitled "Double Standards with Men and Women in the Court of Law." And so Cobra, we had to interrupt your thought again, or were you going to say something, James? Either or.
Yeah, something to say, Cobra.
No, go ahead, man. Go ahead. Knock
yeah,
it out.
I would just say how it's just ridiculous. Like, let's say for example, that's what I was saying. I've seen a lot of cases where a woman can manipulate certain scenarios that make it look like she's been abused or what to have you. Now, it doesn't mean that all women do this. I'm just saying certain women mm-hmm. who are very have these evil thoughts, they will use this to their advantage because they know the law, as far as they know it's to their advantage. So if mm-hmm. they're mad at their husband or their boyfriend about something and they want to get back at them a certain way, this is one of the things they might do, unfortunately. You know, they might take this tactic, and then the guy gets in trouble. And the first thing that happens is when the cops come, they don't ask the guy questions. They just take him in the squad car, you know. They don't say, well, what happened, this, that, and the third. Because mm-hmm. the guy could be like, well, what are you talking about? I didn't do nothing. Oh, no, you were arrested, you going to jail, this, that, and the third. And they tend to the woman, are you okay? But meanwhile, they don't do a thorough investigation like they should and be like, okay, well, mm-hmm. let's separate you two. We'll both take you downtown, and we're going to find out what the hell is the truth here. You know, just like anything else, if there was like a murder scene or like you were a witness of a crime, you know, they don't mm-hmm. just take, okay, well, we'll believe what this person said and take it for granted. The rest of you, screw the rest of you. You don't know what you're talking about. But wait a minute, I saw what happened. The other guy didn't even saw it. No, but for what he said, we're going to go by him. It's almost similar like that. You know, you can't mm-hmm. just do that. It should be more a little thorough. Like, okay, you know what? You know, okay, do you have any bruises? Now there's a bruise. Okay, where did these come from? Is it self-inflicted? You know, all these things should come into play. But yet, if it's a shoe on the other foot, oh, forget about it. A guy will be laughed. Oh, my mm-hmm. woman's abusing me. Ooh, okay, all right. Well, some man you are.
What's wrong
yeah,
with you?
What's wrong with you? You can't have, and that's messed up too, because there are men that get abused by women, believe it or not, and they can use that same rule. You know, like, oh, well, I'm going to, I could just bring that up, and they'll automatically, the women will go, yeah, no, that will not happen. That will not happen.
Well,
I
follow
what
you're saying.
Go ahead.
I follow what you're saying, and then again, I know what you're saying. But but at the same time, though, again, that goes back to what I had said earlier. That's primarily based upon the mindset of men. And, like, not just as if it just occurred today, this mindset has historical roots and or,
mm-hmm.
well, yes, I'll just use that word. This mindset does, in fact, have historical roots, and it does, in fact, seem like it's not going anywhere anytime soon. Well, yes, it does seem like that. But then again, too, I'm one who is aware, because I do know that all things change. And then also, like it's been said before, no lie can live forever. I'll put it like that too, and then also
no lie can live forever.
Exactly, it might live for a long time, but not forever.
Let me put it to you like this: no lie making it live forever, but that lie can get you 15 years, and it'll feel like forever.
Well, I'm
being 100 about it.
But
you know?
Okay, but even in terms of what you just said there, I guess you're speaking in the sense of. Let's just say, well, in individual life, but I'm not talking like that. I'm talking about, you know, well, how can I put it, historical as well as future. I mean, you know, progress. I'm talking like our individual lives. Well, what I'm trying to say here in terms of what you just said there, our individual lives do matter to us, but in the grand.
Well, the thing about it, but in the grand, like you said, the grand scheme of things, it matters to us as men. But going back to what the whole circle is, we are less than that now. We're second hand, for real. And
well,
if
you kind of said something like that last week, and I disagree with that then too. But go ahead.
Okay, but I'm gonna tell you why we're second hand, because we're easily be able to be thrown away from fathers to men in general. And even though you say men rule society, it is only one man rules society, and that's white men. And but the ringer as a whole, every other man of color or anything besides white, we are easily disregarded, discarded, like
but
old
again,
garbage if they want to.
But
and
again,
they, and you can, you're going on the mindset of men. No, that's going on the mindset of one man.
But again, that's okay. That has been, that is now. But that don't mean it will be always. I mean, case
well,
in point.
We're not
I mean,
talking future,
things,
future. Future is down the road. We're talking present, right now. And presently, this is what's going on.
Like it's always said, I mean, you know, you can't dwell on now and expect to, what, be in tomorrow? Or
well,
even
but,
or even you can't really dwell on the past and, I mean, really dwell. I mean, you
well,
know,
the
just,
point of fact
just,
is
just
I'm not dwelling on the
over.
Past. I'm living in the present.
Well,
I'm living
I'm saying,
in the present.
Right,
and before
right.
we can think about the future, we got to
right,
do
the
what
present.
The we got to do the work in the present.
Okay, in
we
the present.
We got to do the work now.
Even in the present, then. I mean, we're in the present. But then again, you know, to get to the future, we just can't sit in the present and then again brood on the present situation. Well, this
oh
is
my
God.
Opinion.
This is how I think.
Okay, I'm saying I disagree with that.
Progress
take work. Let me finish. Let me put it. Progress take work, and work take recognizing what's going on. You
exactly.
have to recognize what's going on in your present to make your future exist. Because if you sit there and dream it's going to be a better day, you're going to be one dreaming ass motherfucker. You don't know what time is going on right now.
Exactly.
Because
thing
about
is,
it is,
but
and that's being
is,
real.
But like concerning what you're saying, and then again to what you just said there about recognizing okay where we are today. But
mm-hmm.
well me, I'm recognizing this in terms of where we are today.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of ideas that are here and have been here, but at the same time, these ideas aren't even logical, and therefore they're not even correct. But yet they are here. But then again, the thing is,
give me an example. Give me an
Listen.
Example. What? Give me an example.
Yeah,
okay,
good point.
Just what we're talking about right now. Double standard between men and women in courts of law. And again, what I'm saying is that you know that mindset of that mindset comes from the mind of man. But then again, also, that mindset wasn't always here. Because then we have to go into the situation or the word and phrases in terms of what? Patrilineal societies and then again matriarchal societies, stuff like that. I mean, there was at one point in time, well, so it said, historically speaking, wherein women were in control. Well, not necessarily in control, but more so women controlled with men. But then again, somehow or another, historically speaking, this was so. But it's a long story. But then again, somehow or another, things changed. Maybe man got, I don't know what happened. But anyway, things got turned upside down. Just like the thing about, well, I'm digressing here, but then again, we'll come back to the point. That's just like the thing about African enslavement. For so long, it had been thought that this is good. This is a proper course of action. This is the best thing for the African. BS. It was not, is not, and a whole lot of problems a whole lot of problems came about because of that. And not only problems, but war. WAR, war came about because of that, and men had to die. Men and women had to die unnecessarily because of a lie. Because of a lie. But, however,
who changed it, though?
Well,
who changed
that? Men and women. Men and women.
No, white men. White men changed it. White men. White men. Let's get it right. Let's get it right. Because we as men, let's get it right. Because the thing about it is, if it was us, we thought we were enslaved wrong long before we said, they said, hey, this is wrong. It was hundreds of years of slavery before they said, you know what, this is wrong. So don't say that because we were logically thinking it was wrong that the men and women. No, white men decided it was wrong. White men decided it was not just to them, and it was not decided because it was hurting black people. It was just unjust because it was decided because too much property was owned by the South. And that's what that war was on, because people were considered as property. Abraham didn't free black men because he thought it was right. He freed black men because the South had too much power. That's what that was about.
But then again, I mean, you say that like that, but then again, too, you completely nix, okay, the moral issue that was
we're
in that.
We're not talking
the
moral.
Listen.
Okay,
listen.
Go ahead.
The moral aspect of that situation happened to have come from, number one, black men and women, and then again, number two.
Oh, my Lord.
Number two.
Black men didn't have no opinion.
Number two, proper thinking white men and women as well. And understand I said the word proper thinking.
You really, really have a faith in something that's just totally wow. Okay, James, go ahead. I'm gonna let somebody else talk. Go ahead.
Okay, but like before then, okay, we're gonna take a break, and we're gonna hear Little Big Town, and the name of the song is Day Drinking. That is Little Big Town, the song Day Drinking, and Urban Society. We'll be right back.
Go. What you think? We find a little warm sunshine and open an umbrella on the patio. on the heat wave. Blame it on the TikTok moving too slow. Blame it on any old thing you want to. Ready, get set, baby, here we go.
Society here on Indie Morrell's Dollhouse Radio, and we just heard Little Big Town, and the song is called Day Drinking. That was Little Big Town, the song Day Drinking. And going back into the issue, well, Cobra, you were saying something lastly before we had to take that break.
No, I'm letting the floor take it. I'm good. I disagree, but I'll let the floor have their say as well.
Yeah.
Go ahead, James.
I was about to say, there are, believe it or not, there are some women that actually do agree that the women do get more of the luxury of the court of law than men. It's not a whole bunch of them, but there are a few. And I'm just saying, it's not just only us men that think, well, you know, this is not fair, and this, that, and the third. There are women that actually do feel the same way, too, because of the situations why I just brought up before of how they can manipulate something if they're that cynical that way as far as, you know, really doing something like that. Because same situations, like I said, like we were talking earlier, and I've said this before on my shows, and I've said this on Dollhouse a lot. Now, I would never, like, strike a woman, hit a woman. But I tell you right now, if I'm cornered in a room and there's nowhere to go and the woman got a knife or a gun, all bets are off. I'm sorry. all bets are off. There's no way. I'm not going to stand there with a, well, she's a woman, so I'm just going to stand there and let her shoot and kill me. Stab me to death. That's not going to happen. I'm sorry. Then all bets are off, okay? She got a weapon or something like that? No. And if they try to flip it around where they say, well, you have probably have something to do with this. No. I would fight that to the end if that was the case. But other than that, I would never, you know, strike a woman just for the hell of it because, you know, just because, oh, I'm jealous or something like that. But
right.
That's me though. That's just me saying that. I think a lot of men would think the same way too. I mean,
I'm like that as well. I don't feel that you just abuse a woman. That's the difference between abusing someone and defending yourself.
Exactly.
The point of the fact is, it's a lot of women that. I don't step into a woman's lane. A woman's lane is
no.
A woman's lane. A man's lane is a man's lane. But there's a lot of women that feel they can cross that line. They'll scream real. I've seen it just the other day.
Oh,
one
yeah.
Chick tell a dude she's a boss bitch, knuckled up with dude. And then when she got slapped and beat up, when the cops came, she's crying and sensitive and delicate. And now what happened to the boss bitch? What happened to the girl that
exactly.
Wanted to knuckle up and fight?
Yep.
You know, now, they play that double line. And I'm going to use my experience.
Go
I
ahead.
Had this aunt. My aunt was notorious for this. She'd get a boyfriend, didn't like him no more. You want to fuck around, don't do what she said. I guarantee you the cops are coming. And she's crying and wailing like you done whooped her ass three ways from Sunday.
She knew the law. She knew how to play the game.
Oh, yes.
She took out restraining orders on your ass the whole nine. Bite your ass over for dinner on payday. Got tired of you by Sunday. She called the cops on you, knowing you had a restraining, and your dumb ass showed up, you know, thinking it's all good. You know, and see, she played that game until eventually someone took her life in the end of playing that game.
Oh, wow.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah. And so that's the thing about this. If you as a woman, you stay in your lane sometimes. I'm not saying all women are just like this. I'm not saying all women are just mean and vindictive. But it's a designated few women that's out here, that's majority taking over in areas of this situation and then making it bad for most women. And that's why I said, going back what we said last week, that's why a lot of brothers adopting kids without women.
There you go.
Okay.
We haven't heard from Russ, though.
Well, I want to interject something here also. I mean, even in terms of women fighting men and or men fighting women. I mean, in a real sense, as we know, well, I won't say being men or women, but then again, being human, being humane. We do know that we're not supposed to fight anybody. I'll just say that. But then again, I guess that might sound kind of wishy.
But then again, that
is the way it is. Okay, on that note, so to speak. Okay, but then again, going back to this issue here of the double standard, what I'm still saying is that this is, well, the prevailing mindset of man. I mean, and then again, men are the ones who are lawyers, judges, police people, and okay, we can say that some women are too, but that's another issue there. But then again, too, what I'm saying is that all these men who have these positions of, let's say, authority, okay, the majority still think in that outdated mode of thought. Concerning, okay, one thing, okay, men don't hit women. Period. If you do, you're going to jail, which is wrong. Which is wrong, but then again, too, it's wrong for that man to hit that woman. But then again, also, it's wrong for that woman to provoke that man. But what is not here in these instances is proper understanding, if I can say that like that, and or proper judgment calls in and on these situations, primarily because of that ancient mindset about men thinking women are different, and they are different. I have to say that women are different than men. I always say it like this. We,
in what way?
Men and women, we are the same, but at the same time we are different, and vice versa. We are different, but at the same time we are the same. It's just like that. But at the same time, we as thinking, rational creatures have to realize and or appreciate that sameness. And by the same token, we have to realize and appreciate that difference. And then again, make our judgments from that perspective, which is what we do.
I'm a true believer of this, and I'm going to say this. I believe in a court of law. I believe we should be more like the London or European court of law, where we have a parliament of judges, not just one.
Yes.
Where we have a versatile of few, a couple of judges, so there can be a cohesive of both sides, of both sex and both everything. That's more fair in my mind. Because
again,
the thing about it, go ahead.
But okay, but like you talk about a European form of judiciary. But again, that's where this mindset came from.
But the thing about it is, it's not in the hands of one individual. But it is not. It will not even have to be more men, because believe it or not, Mr. Jones, there's more women judges than you think. There's more female cops and more female individuals than you think in positions of power.
But okay.
You dig what I'm saying?
Plus women outnumber men.
Exactly.
I hear what you're saying. But also, this is something that I was reading up on based upon this particular issue, and that is that a lot of women even – well, no, I shouldn't say even, but more so just to say it, women themselves in this society and in European societies also – but let's just talk about this society in America.
Mm-hmm.
Women
okay.
are indoctrinated with the same doctrine. That
and,
women,
yes, and the thing about it, and they're indoctrinated because it benefits them.
No,
women know how to – it benefits them completely.
All right, you say that like that. But then again, consider the women suffragists and or the women liberationists. Do they feel that that kind of mindset benefits them? Yes
yeah,
or no?
Hell yeah. Hell yeah, it benefits them because when it comes down to the
nitty-gritty – Well, then why are they struggling against it? Why are they struggling against it?
And that's where the double standard. They want to be treated as equal, but they want also the privilege.
No, I think you are talking about
two different worlds.
I think that by you having said that, you're thinking about two different classes and or groups of women. They're true. Having said that, let me say this. There are those women who want to take every advantage that they can from this patriarchal type mindset. But then again, there are some women who say to hell with that kind of mindset. They want to be
let me put it to you like this. Bullshit. And I'm going to say that.
Well,
with a capital
that,
BS.
I'm
going to tell you why it's bullshit. Tell you why it's bullshit. They want to be free, and they want all the equality. But let one of them broads get in trouble, all that equality, femininity will kick right back in their ass and say, hey, I'm a woman. Don't do this to me. Because the thing about it is, you could be as hard as you want. You can say equal rights as you want. You can want as much as any other man. But when it comes down to the nitty gritty, if you're getting paid as man, you're getting done as man, you're going to be treated under the law as man. And they don't want to be treated under the law as man.
No,
they
listen.
Want the equalness. Let me finish. They want the equalness, but also the benefit of being, as you put it, that mind and doctrine. So they get the best of both worlds. They get the equalness, and also they get your punk ass thinking, well, it's just a woman. And
like
so they get the best of both worlds.
But like I said there, though, in my opinion, and, well, just let me come out with the thought of what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that, again, you are classifying all women in what you just said. But as I said before, I say again, actually, you are talking about groups of women. Well, I already said that, so I won't say it again. But again, what I will say, though, also is this, as I had also said, and that is that women have been indoctrinated with that same mindset as men. Case in point, okay, some women, all right, going back to that example of chivalry that I used earlier, some women love to see a man throw his coat down in the mud. Well, granted, most men don't do that today. Okay, movement.
No.
All right, wait a minute.
The reason why.
I got to check it. We may be going into a break, or we may have a caller on. Okay, I'm going to hold that thought because we're going to go into a break. And this song is from Carla Page, and the song is entitled Supernova. So this is Carla Page. The song is Supernova. We'll be right back.
No stars in the sky. You believe in the world.
okay, love that song, man.
Okay, yeah. good. It is nice. It has a, well, her voice is good and does have like a catchy ring to it. But anyway, that was Carla Page, and the song was entitled Supernova. Our caller number here is area code 646-595-4038. That's area code 646-595-4038. And I just want to say that before we had gone off, I was talking, and some might think, damn, he didn't even take a breath and said all that. But I'll be honest and say that I had breathed before I spoke all that, okay? So anyway, going back into this issue here and what I was saying about the situation and or condition of the idea of chivalry. Okay, back then, I'm talking 17th century, stuff like that, and men having, well, but listen, because it came from way back there, and it's still here today. I mean, not in this extreme form, but it's still here. But anyway, I was talking about how men would throw their coats down on the ground for women so they wouldn't get their delicate feet dirty and wet. But, you know, there were some women, you know, then who even, they really, really appreciated that. What a gentleman. But then again, there were some women who thought, look at this dummy. But again, and no doubt.
I'm going to say this, man. And I'm going to use an example. What I'm saying is, let's say, and this is for the whole panel, let's say you all bust out two weeks of pay, 80 hours. And you got your check, it's $900 to $1,200, and you get a second check, and the people that you're paying, you say, just because you showed up, here's another 80 hours. Would you say, no, I did not work for this, and I don't want it? That's what you're saying women saying. That's what you literally saying women are saying.
No, I'm not even saying that. No. Let me back up into what you were just asking. Okay,
mm-hmm.
I would say that okay, there are some women who would say that, you know, who would accept that pay like that, and then again there would be those who would be suspicious and wondering, now what does this guy want? You hear what I'm saying? Did you think about that?
No. They told you just because you showed up.
Okay,
here's another 80 hours.
What they said, but okay, to talk into what you're saying there, that may be what they said. Or were told. But to a thinking woman, she's going to be thinking, now what does this man really want? He just told me.
Is she going to go cash that check? Hey, this is suspicious. But is she going to go cash that check?
Well, again, as I said before, I say again, you're lumping all women into what
I'm not
what
lumping.
Saying,
but the thing
but,
about
but,
it,
like,
this is a society
saying,
thing. This is a society thing. This is a society of women who has this privilege. And you're telling me because
listen,
a group of them. Let me finish what
but,
I'm saying.
But okay,
you're saying,
okay.
But a group of them are saying, no, we don't want this privilege, and it's just too much.
Two things. I'm not saying that, and secondly, I'm not saying that like that. So there are two differences there. Okay. Having said that, you know, use that that chivalry situation. You know, again, I was on the internet based upon this topic here, and I came up with this these words from this woman whose name is Jane Austen. She had wrote something called Persuasion, and I think that's the same woman who had written this book entitled Pride and Prejudice. I had that book before, but never did read it. But I might go back and read something that she has written, primarily because of what she says here. This quote from her, she says, I don't think I ever opened a book in my life which had nothing. Let me start from the beginning because this is different. This is different from a woman. She says, I do not think I ever opened a book in my life which had not something to say upon woman's inconstancy. Songs and proverbs all talk of woman's fickleness. But perhaps you will say, these were all written by men. Perhaps I shall. Yes, if you please. No reference to examples in books. Then she goes further to say, men have had every advantage of us in telling their own story. Education has been theirs in so much higher a degree. The pen has been in their hands. I will not allow books to prove anything. She says that.
And that was 17 what?
We're talking 2015. That does not apply in any form of fashion today.
But like, listen, those words were true then, and those words are true now. Not perhaps
bullshit.
Listen,
I'm calling bullshit on that. That's a bullshit for you on that one. That does not apply. Women have more advantage than any man today. Period.
Oh yeah, they definitely.
Period. Period.
Okay.
They go to school quicker. They get educated quicker. They can get a goddamn loan quicker. They can do anything they want to do 3 times quicker than the average man. And you're going to tell me some chick that said something in 1778 it applies today?
But okay, but
are you serious?
Yes, that mindset that is the mindset in some women today. And understand, I said in some women today. However, that mindset
and she
has
to be over 80 years old.
Listen. That mindset is not in all women of today. And again, I'm going to say perhaps now, that mindset definitely isn't in the mind of the women whom you keep referring to. I will say that. But
isn't that in the mindset of 98% of the women today?
Okay.
So just be realistic.
Okay.
Practically apply to anything of the sort today. Period.
Listen. As you had said there, you were talking about the opportunities that women have today. But remember, 50 years ago, 100 years ago, 150 years ago, women didn't have these opportunities that they now have. And a question should be, how and or why do they have these opportunities today? Is it because men had a change of mind, or is it because women all of a sudden had a change of mind? Or is it a combination of both?
It's because men changed their mind.
So, to you,
because that's going back to what you said, men make the law. That's going back to what you said, men make the law, right?
Cobra, I had asked.
Oh, Lord.
I had asked basically 3 questions there, and you just answered. You gave me an answer to 1, which I think is the wrong answer, because I had said.
How you gonna tell me my answer is wrong?
Listen, because that's the one you jumped on. You jumped on the one that you want
to
believe.
Let me explain something to you, Mr. Jones. The presidents of what you're saying today does not apply in any form.
It's connected.
And I'm gonna tell you why it doesn't apply.
It is not connected.
This is 2015. Right. And when you just said a few minutes ago, the present, we need to focus on the future and not dwell on the past. You brought up some broad that was in 1700.
I'm talking in terms of oppression.
That's oppression.
And the thing is, that woman who wrote what she wrote there, her mindset was progressive. Even though she lived in that day, and no doubt that was the day wherein women weren't allowed to vote, but still her mindset was progressive. And then again, look where women are today. Women are allowed to go to school today. Women are in positions of authority, and also even in the educational field, which they weren't yesterday. So,
We're talking today.
It's connected. All right. I say it's connected.
My Lord,
you say it's
mercy.
Not connected. I mean.
Let's get other people involved. It's just me and you talking.
Yeah, I'm Russell.
What do you all think? Hello?
Maybe Russell got caught up.
Okay, James, what you think? Go ahead.
I totally agree with you, Cobra, as far as like. The women, they do have a lot more privilege and definitely more to on their side than most men do. Just like you said earlier, a man has to work twice as hard just to get what a woman might get to. Like, say, for example, if both a man and a woman are both equally smart, you know, they have the same grade average, point grade average, all that other stuff. They go to school, whatever, and then they graduate, and then there's a certain job. Now, if you remember, you know, a lot of women, they were mostly housewives not too long ago, like 50, 60 years ago, whatever. And when they started coming to the workforce because they wanted to be equal, they started taking most of our jobs. So now because of that, when there's a job opportunity, and it doesn't have to, you know, I'm not saying like a secretary, but let's just say a certain job that applies for both. depending, they're going to lean towards the woman. They are most
because
of the time.
Remember, women are considered a minority.
Yeah, they are considered a minority, just like we are. You know, basically, as far as you know, our background, and they have to. It's just the way it is because they have to do that in order. Like, well, you know, we can't. Because then somebody might say, you know, sexist or, you know, all this other stuff. Yeah, you know, instead of just going by, okay, who's the most qualified? Like, screw everything. Like, who cares what the hell they are? Are they qualified? Bottom line, can they handle this job? That should be. But depending on who is the boss, you know, depending on that company and what their agenda is, because most of them do have agendas.
What I would say to that is more than just who might be the boss, but I would even go, I guess I'd say deeper and say, what is the mindset of the person who's the boss, man or woman in this case? Mm-hmm. Not just that, you know, a boss, but it has more to do with the thinking of that person.
I'll go even deeper than that. I'll go into deeper in the aspect of that women are considered a minority and both of them are equal in education. But let's throw it a little bit even cynical in there. If it's a black educated woman, you're going to go definitely into her quicker than any other male because she's a double minority.
Yep.
You feel me what I'm saying? She's a double minority. She's black and a minority. Mm-hmm.
I hear what you're saying, but again, that goes back into words in the sense that you know they are supposed to explain or describe something, but then again, the word don't really mean nothing. It just don't mean nothing. A minority.
Don't mean anything.
Listen, this is a form of discrimination against you, that word means something.
All
right, listen. All right. Just to show you the policy of what you're saying there. Okay, you said women are a minority. Okay, but then again, we hear statistic after statistic talking about for every man there are three women. So how in the hell are women a minority?
Because the government say they are minority.
Oh, okay. Yep. So, okay. But does that make it true?
That's what counts.
That's what counts.
I don't care whether it
see,
make it true or not, but that's what make it count.
You see, in a real sense, in a real sense, this is something like Russell and I were on last week, or maybe it was the week before last, when we were talking about laws, and he was talking about the law being codified and da 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 da. But what I was saying is that laws change.
Well, I'm saying that since the early 60s, women were categorized as a minority. Even though they outnumber us, they're still considered a minority when there are the majority of them.
By the law.
No matter what you say, and no matter how you feel about it, the law is what's practical, and the law is what applies. So any way you feel it or not, even though you think it's unreal or not, and it's a make believe word, but that make believe word would cause you a job.
But okay, you had said
by
law. Okay, but I go into or back to, but okay, but who put forth this law? A man or a woman?
A man.
Well, okay, so we're right back to square one, and then again in terms of what this woman, Jane Austen, had said. You know,
going back to James Austen. Lord,
and then again, listen. I said in terms of what she has said, because what she said then is just as true yesterday as it is today. But then again, going back into the issue itself, double standard with men and women. From whom does this double standard come from? It comes from the mind of man. Women had nothing to do with this double standard, although they too are indoctrinated with the ideas that bring about this double standard. And again, some women latch on to it. Some women do not latch on to it. So again,
that is BS.
Not,
that is so BS. You're wishy washy. You're playing the line. This is not playing the line. We're playing the line. It either is or it is not. No, you have to be decisive in what you're saying. Because the point of the fact is, it can't be you're wishy-washy. Because the thing about it is going to the law, and all Austin, whatever her name, that does not apply today. I don't care how you try to wash it in and make it apply. It does not apply today. Because the laws have changed, the will of change, and the majority of the women that has the power and prestige and the ability are definitely taking advantage of it, and they're also taking advantage that there still are women. And you cannot make me believe in any other man that ever been on this freaking street believe that a woman going to say, no, I'm not going to take advantage. And you still didn't answer my question is, will that woman cash that goddamn check that she got, the thinking woman or not? The point of fact is she will cash that check because it's free.
I didn't answer the question either because you didn't let me or because we go to the break. To answer your question, okay, in me coming to answer it, I never got to the bank part because I was still on the part about that woman who is of a thinking mind, her thinking, now what does this guy really want in giving me this, you see, you say wow, like it's not going to happen.
I didn't say wow, I'm listening.
You must have breathed hard then.
I breathed hard, I'm sorry, yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah. Okay, but like all I'm saying is, as I said before, that there are differences. And then again, going back to this double standard situation, again, it
you
comes
still didn't
from the mind.
My question.
It comes from the mind because I thought
didn't
I
didn't answer the question.
I
no, you
I
didn't.
Did. Well,
the
well,
answer the question is, will she
right,
cash that check?
Okay,
yes
you say
or no? You
I
didn't answer
right,
one more thing.
Wait. You say I didn't answer the question because I didn't get to the bank. To that woman cashing that check. Is that what you're saying as to why I didn't answer
the question?
Yes,
that's the question.
To answer your question. Okay, the women that you keep speaking about, okay, they will go to the bank and cash that check. No questions asked. However, that other group of women.
A thinking woman. You're saying a thinking woman would say, I think a woman going to say, what do he want? I'm going to keep this check and don't ever cash it.
No,
you
want to
make me think I'm
going to
believe that?
No.
That's what you're saying
okay,
in a nutshell.
Well, okay. It's difficult to answer a question like that primarily because I don't think in those terms, basically.
Okay. All right. I got you, Mr. Jones. I got you.
Okay.
The answer is I don't remember.
Well, okay. The answer was that the women that Cobra Commander.
The women that I refer to.
They will
answer.
Cash the check, but like
but
the
thinking
will,
woman.
Definitely.
The thinking woman would be like, let me think about it.
Yeah.
That's what he's saying in a nutshell. And if that's what you believe, Mr. Jones, I'm not saying your answer is wrong or right, but I'm saying in the scheme of things, it is very unrealistic.
But again,
in
that
the scheme of things, is unrealistic.
Again, that's in sync with the way you think. And the thing is, I can understand that. But by the same token, but then again, we may be about to take a music break. Let me check this out here. Okay, basically, I'm being told that we have 5 minutes left. Only 5 minutes?
Okay. Only 5 minutes. It was as quick tonight, boy.
Yes, it did.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yes, it did.
I knew the topic would last. Go ahead.
But okay, let me see if I can get that thought back. Okay, what I was on going to go to is that, you know, the issue of double standards. In essence, what I'm saying is that, unlike I guess Cobra Commander and yourself, James, you all would be more prone to blame women for this situation of double standards.
No, I'm not. Don't put words in my mouth. The law is the law, and men make the law. But I'm saying women know how to play the game.
Exactly.
And they use it to their advantage in everywhere the word.
Mm-hmm. Keep close.
I would still agree with that in the sense that that's some women. But then again, I would disagree in the sense that that's not all women. That is not all women because
Dude.
they don't it's not all women, because primarily all women don't want to play that game, because in a real sense they don't want to play that game, because they want to change the whole game. And listen, not just for themselves or not just for their benefit, but for the benefit of all of us. And then again, how would that benefit all of us? It would then be because our minds would be being changed from this nonsense about women being so delicate as opposed to being human, about women being so feminine and or weak as opposed to being human and or just like us. I'm gonna say this too.
Would you change the game if you got 20 points on the ahead of the board? Hell to the no, you ain't gonna change the game.
Let me finish.
I heard you. I heard you. You wanna hear me? If you got 20 points ahead in the game, why the hell are you gonna change the game? I'm winning before I even took a shot.
But listen,
for real?
Listen. But okay.
Are you serious?
Well, listen. I just heard what you said. But you know what? No. I won't even go into what I was going to say.
I'm team women. I'm team women. They winning. They winning, and that's all to it. They winning.
But listen. As I was going to say, I'm not even going to go into answer or respond to the question the way you just put it. But I will respond to it like this. I recall once before I was talking with this guy. It's a long story, but to make it short, we were talking about the Civil War, and he has said that. I got a message coming in here. Just a second. We got 2 minutes.
That's 2 minutes.
Yeah, 2 minute warning.
What he has said was this here concerning the Civil War and you know those who fought for slavery. He has said, shit, if I had been back there too, and like this guy was black, he has said, shit. He has said, if I had been back there during that time, shit, he said, I would have fought for my slaves too. Hell, I'm going to fight to keep my white harem. That shit cracked me up. But again, it's all a thing about, well, justice and or injustice and or correctness versus incorrectness. I mean, what he said there was funny, but it wasn't really realistic. Because people suffer under that nonsense in which he flippantly
talks about. Well, women ain't
about.
Suffering.
By the same
That's a whole
token,
different cup of tea.
Token,
women ain't
by,
suffering.
By the same token, people are suffering. People are suffering.
Who's people?
Under this notion that like women are women themselves are suffering under this notion.
Bullshit. I'm calling the bullshit play
women,
on that one too. That's bullshit.
Under this notion
we got 2 minutes and you're gonna throw this bullshit up on the last two minutes. Come on, that is so bullshit.
Women themselves are suffering. Women and men both are suffering under this notion.
No, we ain't talking women. We ain't talking men. We talking women. Women are not suffering. They are women. Women are winning. They're getting the best of both worlds.
Oh, yeah.
We are in this thing together, whether we know
well,
it or not.
Well, we've been left behind as men. They ain't in it together. They for themselves, and they're winning.
Those of them who are not. But okay, we're coming down to, like, the last few seconds, so I'm going to say, well, this is Urban Society. I'm going to be signing off. Urban Society will be signing off. I'm going to let my co-host go on and sign off as well. And thanks for listening, everybody.
Yes. Thank you, man. Yes, thank you, everybody. So listen,
Cobra love women, but y'all winning. Y'all winning like hell.
Yeah, we got the Roy and the Zeals. That's all I got to say. Hopefully this changes, but we'll see. Maybe I'll probably be long dead and buried and probably turn to ash when that happens.
We'd be dead and gone before that change, homie.
Yeah, we'll probably be on another planet by then. Anyway, good night, everybody.
Good night.
Thanks for listening to Urban Society, and we'll check you out next Sunday, everybody.
James, call me. Call me, please.
Oh, I will. Right. Trust me. All right. Later, everybody.
Bye.
You know what gang violence is, mostly?
Yeah.
And the people don't want you to hear this. Somebody shoots your family member. So, of course, you retaliate.
Check me out,
you know what I mean? Same thing the U.S. does, except nobody even shot their family members. You know, somebody bombed a school and all these people get killed, so the United States feel like, ooh, that's messed up. We got to go show them who's the real killer. This country was built on gangs. You know, I think this country still is run on gangs. Republicans, Democrats, the police department, the FBI, the CIA, those are gangs. You know what I mean? The correctional officers. I had a correctional officer tell me straight up, we the biggest gang in New York State. Straight up.
Weapon revolution up from meditative demons. Use a drug
all prep to a ghetto team. Got along for war, niggas now. Play of what it be like. When will niggas see they got us leading with three strikes? Can't seem to focus, hopeless. With violent thoughts, I wrote this. Got the devil petrified. Hot for my heart to focus. And so I learn to earn my currency in overtime. Affiliated, clearly click a military mind. May God forgive us, over 12 inside of paradise. Thugged out and drug dealing from the womb to the block. My live mind got me surviving five rounds. My 45 got me fortified with live rounds. When shit kick, we block hit. Or I drop stick, all hell, I don't bail. Wrath, the Tupacalypse. Forever ghetto, necessary, preacher, food stamp. Outlaw thug niggas never left the food stamp.
We got a real object from front to back. To my niggas in the world, to box to back.
DJ
Flash. From my soldiers to death. We got from my soldiers to death. From my soldiers to death. We got the real object from front to back. To my niggas in the world, to box to back. From my soldiers to death. From my soldiers to death.
Now I was born as a rebel, making trouble for the devil. Take this gangbang shit to a whole nother level. Can you feel me now? Armies in every city, definition of power. Players, where you can see the war is the prophecy. Survival is the strategy. Rest in peace to my comrades, that's the seat. Organize the streets in time. Yeah, any devil petrified of a nigga in his right mind. They tell us that we hopeless and hellbound. It's for the brothers and penitentiary jail bam. I got you in my heart till the day I die. Think of the damage we can do if we wasn't high. Can you bitch me low? It's the thug rap. Political contracts and bloodbath. From a Toulouse core up in the rockets, though they got you. I never let them stop me. The struggle continues.
Now, if we do want to live a thug life and a gangster life and all of that, okay. So stop being cowards and let's have a revolution. But we don't want to do that. Dudes just want to live a character. They want to be cartoons. But if they really wanted to do something, it was that tough. All right, let's start our own country. Let's start a revolution. Let's get out of here. Let's do something.
Real life, from front to back. To my niggas in the world, to box to back. From my soldiers to death. From my soldiers to death. When I fuck my soldiers to death. From my soldiers to death. We got the real life, from front to back. To my niggas in the world, to box to back. From my soldiers to death. From my soldiers to death. When I fuck my soldiers to death.
Hello?
Let me speak to Jay.
Who this?
It's Larry Hoover.
Hold on, Chief.
Stumbled across a memo on his desk stating that...
Hello? Hey, Jay. What's happening, man?
How you doing?
Oh, I'm pretty good. Still fighting this frame.
Uh-huh. How everything going?
Oh, it's rough on a black man.
Huh. Yeah, I've been hearing a lot of different things, but you know, ain't nothing like hearing it straight out the horse's mouth, you know?
Well, the truth is, niggas in the street got to get together all over the nation. I thought we got to get together in Chicago, we got to get together in L.A., we got to get together in Houston, we got to get together in New York, we got to get together in Detroit. Niggas got to get together all over this nation. I'm talking about not the regular people in the street. I'm talking about street niggas. I'm talking about niggas that call themselves gangsters. Real gangsters go to the polls.
Well, you know, we the one to make the difference, too.
Exactly. That's what's going to make the difference. You know, that's that sleeping giant. That's that 40% apathetic vote within our black community.
Uh-huh.
That's who we need to arise. That's who we need to awaken. And see, they scared of me because I'm trying to wake that sleeping giant.
Uh-huh.
See, these young brothers, they pay some attention to what I said because I'm one of them. You know, I've been where they've been. You know, I come from where they come from.
Uh-huh.
I'm where they're going to if they don't watch out what they're doing. So.
Now picture that a ghetto boy wanting that life, G. Coming up in a house full of negativity. Everybody drinking, everybody smoking, everybody cussing and fussing like hell. I'm hoping that I can raise up out of this mess. I'm too damn young to be distressed, and no, yes, I went and got what I thought was mine. Did the crime the time, and a motherfucker didn't whine. But fuck that shit, the jailhouse ain't for me. I got places to go and people to see. Wanna make millions and live to see my grandchildren. That's the motherfucking dream that I'm building. Anybody ain't with that can step the fuck back. It's for one but a poor one, never crap. I used to dream about getting that cash and buy my mama a crib, and I did before she passed. The good life has no equivalent. It ain't ain't a fantasy no more because I'm living it.
Become realities if you don't let them shake it.
Ghetto fantasy.